This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Popular magnesium absorption charts may overstate supplement differences, new research shows. Widely circulated online charts claiming dramatic differences between magnesium supplement forms may be misleading consumers, according to emerging research that challenges decades-old assumptions about absorption rates. Most popular comparisons are based on outdated tracer studies conducted in magnesium-deficient subjects, potentially exaggerating the benefits of premium formulations over basic compounds. 2-3% actual absorption difference between citrate and oxide forms once magnesium stores are saturated. Magnesium supplement bioaccessibility varies dramatically by formulation. Percentage of elemental magnesium released in standardized digestion model 2019 study, best performers, 95%, average products, 55%, poor performers, 8%. Source, 2019 standardized digestion model, 15 commercial products, Georgian Medical Journal News. Outdated studies drive popular misconceptions. The foundation of most magnesium absorption advice rests on tracer studies performed in subjects with insufficient baseline magnesium levels. When stores are depleted, the body dramatically upregulates transport mechanisms, creating artificially high absorption rates that don't reflect typical consumer experiences. This methodological limitation has led to persistent claims about supplement superiority that may not hold under normal physiological conditions. The research landscape is shifting as newer pharmacokinetic studies examine absorption in magnesium-replete subjects. Head-to-head trials reveal smaller differences. A 2017 pharmacokinetic comparison directly challenged conventional wisdom by testing citrate versus oxide forms after magnesium stores reached saturation. The results showed citrate absorbed only 2-3% more than oxide, a statistically real but clinically modest difference compared to the dramatic superiority often claimed online. This finding suggests that baseline magnesium status may be a more important determinant of absorption than the specific salt form chosen. The body's regulatory mechanisms appear to minimize absorption differences when adequate stores are present, according to researchers studying supplement bioavailability. Formulation quality trumps salt type. Perhaps more importantly, a 2019 standardized digestion model revealed that formulation factors, not magnesium type, drove the largest absorption differences. Testing 15 commercial products showed bioaccessibility variations exceeding tenfold, independent of whether products contained citrate, oxide, or other magnesium salts. Some products released virtually no magnesium ions into solution, while others achieved near complete dissolution. These dramatic differences appeared linked to excipients, particle size, and coating technologies rather than the fundamental chemistry of different magnesium compounds, according to clinical researchers. Absorption versus tissue distribution. Even when absorption differences exist, they represent only the first step in magnesium utilization. Reaching the bloodstream doesn't guarantee optimal distribution to bone, muscle, or neural tissues where magnesium exerts its physiological effects. Most tissue-level distribution data still derive from animal studies rather than direct human measurement, leaving significant gaps in understanding how different formulations affect long-term magnesium status in specific organs, researchers note in recent reviews. Dissolution chemistry, not the milligram count or the marketing category, determines acute absorption, with baseline magnesium status being another major contributor. Research synthesis from multiple pharmacokinetic studies, 2017 to 2019. Key takeaways. Popular absorption charts are based on outdated studies in magnesium-deficient subjects. Once stores are adequate, citrate shows only 2-3% better absorption than oxide. Formulation quality varies tenfold between products, regardless of magnesium type. Absorption differences don't necessarily translate to better tissue distribution. Frequently asked questions: are expensive magnesium supplements worth the extra cost? Based on recent research, the price premium for premium forms like glycinate or citrate may not be justified for most consumers. Formulation quality and baseline magnesium status appear more important than salt type. Should I avoid magnesium oxide completely? No. When properly formulated, magnesium oxide can be nearly as bioavailable as more expensive alternatives. The 2017 pharmacokinetic study showed only a 2-3% absorption difference once magnesium stores were adequate. How can I tell if a magnesium supplement is well formulated? Unfortunately, product labels don't reveal formulation quality. The 2019 study showed tenfold differences between products that wouldn't be apparent from ingredient lists alone, suggesting independent testing may be needed. As magnesium research continues to evolve, consumers may benefit more from focusing on consistent supplementation and addressing underlying deficiency rather than choosing between heavily marketed formulations. Future studies examining long-term tissue distribution in humans will likely provide clearer guidance on optimal magnesium strategies for different health goals. Source: most magnesium absorption charts circulating online are based on outdated tracer studies.